that's when the Jews woke up with a nightmare of what's going to be, or what could be. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had expected of the Jews was that Asara B'Teves would be a wake-up call, that it would be an alarm clock, that they would begin to fast, they would begin to cry, they would begin to do tshuva. In other words, they would try and prevent a calamity. And according to Chasam Sofer, on the Asara B'Teves, before the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Klal Yisrael, saw that they hadn't at all learned their lessons, and decided to be machriv the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. And that every Asara B'Teves, since that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again looks at the Jewish people and decides what's going to be the next Tisha B'Av. Namely, that Asara B'Teves is meant to prevent a catastrophe. It's meant to prevent a calamity. It's meant that if we take Asara B'Teves seriously, then this coming Tisha B'Av, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. There'll be a geula. That's all decided on Asara B'Teves pre-Tisha B'Av. The Asara B'Teves was fasting to prevent something from happening. So that puts us in a different position, I think, in terms of our fast, in terms of our tefillah, that our eyes are towards the future, towards the Mirtz Hashem, this coming Tisha B'Av, rather than in terms of the past, in terms of this past Tisha B'Av. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to say. And secondly, so as not to appear totally like an ostrich with its head in the sand, I was asked by Rabbi Ries to put on the doors of the Beis Medrash the letter of himself and Richard Joel, reminding us that we still have Shasa Yisurim in the Torah, not Shasad, but Shasa, that there's still 365 Lavim Midoraisa. One that includes Mishkav Zohar. It's, you know, normally you don't put such notices on the doors of Beis Medrash. Rabbi Bednarsh asked me, maybe next week we'll put a letter that Shabbos is still one of the commandments, and the following week we'll put a letter that we don't believe in Avodah Zarah. You know, I could joke about it as well. You know, it's America is a very, very special country. It's mamish, it's been a hatzalah for Klal Yisrael from the time of the setting up of the United States of America. That Baruch Hashem, there are yeshivas, and Baruch Hashem, there's Limud Torah, Baruch Hashem, there's Yirat Shamayim, Kiyum Mitzvos. It's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous present to the world to have a society which defends religious freedom. But it's Aliyah V'Kotzva, that there's a second side to it, that and defending religious freedom, it also defends the freedom of alternate lifestyles. Everyone can do pretty much what he wants. That's the nature of American society, that which would have been considered boundaries, the boundaries keep moving and moving, or changing and changing, or falling. And lo yitachen, that it shouldn't affect the Jewish world as well. And so in this area, there a discussion that perhaps, you know, it's, would have a rationalization in terms of dealing with pain that individuals have. People have issues. People feel pain. It's always proper when a fellow Jew feels pain to try and help him with his pain. That's a very, very proper reaction. Imo anochi b'tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our pain. We should help other people with their pain. But the problem is that when a discussion is then held in a very, very public forum dealing with pain, so it's a very, very slippery slope to distinguish between pain and legitimizing the nature of the pain. That a person can feel that he has, I don't want to give examples because then I'll be comparing X to Y and then, you know, it sort of belittles the thing, but you know what I'm talking about. In other words, and the really, I think the only way of not falling into the trap
is that if someone has pain, you don't discuss it publicly. Pain should be discussed privately. It's something that, you know, it's one-on-one, that an individual who feels pain should go to someone who he trusts and someone whom he respects, speak to him about it, and that individual, hopefully, if he's sensitive, will be able to help the person with pain to deal with it. The moment that the forum becomes a public forum, then it's not a question so much of pain as a question of legitimizing an approach of something becoming viewed as this pain is a normal pain. This pain is something which is not, which is, this pain is part of the, as a mainstream pain. This pain is part, is a pain that the Torah wants me or expects me to be able to deal with in a public manner. That's not the nature of how one deals with the Yetzer Hara. It's not the nature of how one deals with pain which stems from Yetzer Hara. And you know, it was an unfortunate decision to have a public forum to discuss issues that should be discussed, but should be discussed in chadrei chadarim. And so I guess, you know, one has to remind oneself of what the boundaries are, and what one should view as normative and what one should view as forbidden in terms of halacha. Okay. I'd like to return to the world of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav HaMashalim, and if you could persevere with me for a few minutes, I'd like to repeat some things that we said last time, because I had a feeling in terms of the questions that people came to ask me that I wasn't totally understood. What I tried to speak about last time were two approaches that we find in the Rishonim to the world of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav HaMashalim. One of which is found over here in our Tosfos, and the other is found in Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Vav. The one which is found in our Tosfos is the Ri, who claims that Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav HaMashalim is a Svara.
Warm
rather than boil. The Svara is based on an assumption. If one understands the concept of Shvua in a certain manner, then Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav HaMashalim is a Svara. Namely, if one understands that when the Torah was Mechayev a Shvua, it was Mechayev a dual obligation. Shvua Mamon. Or, if you want to, it was Mechayev Mamon, but you could get out of the Mamon by taking a Shvua. Namely, that the Chiyuv Mamon is in the wings. The Chiyuv Mamon is standing there. It's waiting right behind the Shvua. If you understand every Chiyuv Shvua in that manner, then Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav HaMashalim is a Svara. That the moment that the Shvua is not an option, we go to option B. And option B is paying. That is, it's built into the nature of Chiyuv Shvua. Every Chiyuv Shvua is basically a Chiyuv Mamon in wolf's clothing, or in sheep's clothing. In other words, it's closed with the Shvua, but really we're dealing over here with the Chiyuv Mamon, which is right behind the Chiyuv Shvua. And if for any reason you can't take the Shvua, either because you are a conscientious objector to Shvuas, or because you're a Chashad, or because you're an Eini Yodea, it's all irrelevant why you can't take the Shvua, because the Chiyuv Shvua contains within it a Chiyuv Mamon. That's the Svara of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav HaMashalim. We saw it over here in Tosfos. The Ramban Al-Atar quotes the same principle in very, very clear language. The Ramban says, Andaf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, V'yesh Pirshu Tam HaDavar, Neisha HaTorah HaEmina Eid Echad, Ad Shi Yishav HaHalala HaKlisho, V'kol Zman Shelo Nishva, Harei ha'ed ne'eman. In other words, that the aid is basically mechayev mamon. Ukemisha chataf b'fanenu dami. In other words, that we're dealing over here where the aid is really mechayev mamon. However, you have the option of being makhish the aid. If you're nishva to be makhish the aid, fine. But kol zman shelo nishva, then it's as though we have two Edim. And L'chora, hu hadin, in terms of the other Shvuas. The other approach is no. There's no such halacha. A chiyuv Shvua is a chiyuv Shvua. The Torah says, Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shnehim. It doesn't say that you're chayuv mamon. However, we have a separate gzeiras hakosuv, Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shnehim v'lo ben hayorshim, in which certain members of Chazal were medayek, that the moment that a Shvua is not taken, then a chiyuv mamon is created. Not that a chiyuv mamon was there. Mitoch sheni yochol yishava mishalem, that's a chiddush of the Torah, that even though a chiyuv shvua is only a chiyuv shvua, in certain situations when there is the shvua is not going to be taken, a chiyuv mamon is created. That's the gzeras hakosuv of mitoch sheni yochol yishava mishalem. Those are the two sides. Do we have a chiyuv mamon waiting in the wings? That's part of the chiyuv shvua. And then we have a svara, that if there's no chiyuv shvua for whatever reason, the chiyuv mamon is going to come to the fore. Or no, a chiyuv shvua is a chiyuv shvua. However, we have a gzeras hakosuv that sometimes when a chiyuv shvua is not realized, a chiyuv mamon is created. To explain, if we take the first approach, what we call the svara approach, then l'cha'ora, this only applies to shvuas da'oraisa. Because we said that l'chora, our source text, where do you see the chiyuv mamon within the chiyuv shvua? That's the Gemara in Shvuas Anaf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph Nachtinan L'Nichsei, and that's only in my Ika Ben Shvua D'Oraisa L'Shvua D'Rabbanan. That Shvua D'Oraisa is unique in the fact that if we have a siruv, someone who objects to taking the Shvua, then Nachtinan L'Nichsei. Then we have the Chiyuv Mamon waiting in the wings. Again, this is only one explanation of that Gemara. You don't have to learn the Gemara in this respect. It could be Nachtinan L'Nichsei is pointed out as a Knas. However, if you're going to view this as the source of the Chiyuv Mamon, then L'chora the Chiyuv Mamon is only by Shvuos Midoraisa, not by Shvuos Midrabanah. I pointed out that that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Hei, Sif Yud Dalet, and I told you that most Rishonim learn that way. But if you like an anchor to anchor in, so this is a Ksuvis, and a Tosfos and Ksuvis, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, over there, when the Gemara is dealing with Shvuas Modeh B'Miksas, so Tosfos over there points out that V'hosam Hav Yeshvua D'Oraisa. The Bishvua Drabbanan lo amrina mitoch sheni yachol yishava mishalem, kedemashan perakama the Baba Metzia, it brings Zeraya v'chulei. Namely, that the whole din of mitoch is only by Yeshvua Doraisa, not by Yeshvua Midrabbanan. Rav Lichtenstein, in his article on Naskal Deravava, wants to distinguish between different types of Shvuas Doraisa. Maybe there's a difference between Eid Echad, which is Naskal Deravava, Modeh B'Miksas, which is the Gemara over there, of Shvuas Hashem Tiyeh Ben Shnehem, also Rav Abba, and Shvuas HaShomrim. But he agrees he couldn't find it in a Rishon. So, and I'm just pointing out that he distinguishes, but in the Rishonim we don't find such a distinction. On the other hand, if we take the approach that we're dealing over here with a new Chi of Mammon, which is created, then it's very possible that it would apply also to the world of Shvuah D'Rabbanan. As I pointed out to you, the Gra in Choshe Mishpat is Medayik in the Magid Mishnah to that direction. The Magid Mishnah is both in Hilchos Malva Velova and in Hilchos Shelu Pikadon. Yes, Daniel.
Did you see the Gemara Baba Metzia this Machal in Doris Darabana? Is that if the Shvua is Darabana, then it's not going to be Menachem Shalom?
Which Gemara Baba Metzia is he meant? I said it in the Gemara in Shvuas. Right, Nachtina L'Nichse, that's Gemara in Shvuas. On Daf Mem Aleph, right.
No,
the Gemara is Mechalak in Nachtina L'Nichse. Nachtina L'Nichse, that may be a principle of Knas. There's nothing at all to do with Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishava Meshalem. Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishava Meshalem, that's Gzeres HaKosov, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim Velo Ben Hayorshim. In other words, Mayu Kimta, Chamshin Yidana, Chamshin Lo Yidana, that in this case the father would pay, and the Yorish is off the hook. That's the makar of the makar is the pasuk, the chiyuv of the pasuk, the diuk in the pasuk. That's the makar, and that yitzachein they call the tikkun rabbanan, as you pointed out in shir, kein doraisa tikkun. That if we have that as a rule in doraisa, we have as a rule in Toronto as well. However, if we're taking the gzeras hakasav approach, then it's not going to apply to every case. In other words, it wouldn't make sense to say that if someone wants to take a shvua, but we don't let him, that we're going to slap him with it, we're going to create a chi of mamon for that person. Why create a chi of mamon to hurt someone who's ready and willing to take a shvua? But we don't let him because he's choshed, or we don't let him because he's not makhlish the aid. That's a reason to create a chi of mamon? In other words, so that's what Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav, points out, that we only say mitoch she'enochol yishavim eshalem in a situation of havel elameida. Namely, when, under what circumstances, do we have this zeres hakasuv, that if the shvua is not taken, there's going to be created a nuchi of mamon, that's when the shvua should have been taken. Havel elameida. He should have known how much he borrowed. Did he borrow 100 or did he borrow 50? And if he says, I borrowed 50, 50 I'm not sure of, that's a weasel. That's someone who's trying to get out of a chiyuv. There we'll slap him, mitoch she'enochol yishavim meshalem. That we find also in the Raivis. The Rambam does not distinguish such a distinction, but in Hilchos She'ela Upikadon, the Raivid in Perek He, Halacha Vav, also says what we find in Tosfos. Rabosai ein morin kein lefi she'eno dome lechamshin yedana v'chamshin lo yedana da hasam havei lameida iru rehu dekama arim. He's trying to sneak his way out of paying. The tovei anami toein alevam are meida yadis v'davar shebeminyan katoin v'chule. Namely, that it's not under all circumstances. It's only under certain circumstances. Mashe ein kein. If we're dealing with the first approach, the svar approach. My nafkamina, why did the person doesn't want to take a shvua? The chi of mamon is waiting there. If you don't take the shvua, the chi of mamon exists already in the Torah, and it's chal automatically the moment that there's no chi of shvua. Yitachain, that this machlokes would also have another nafkamina, and this Rebbe Chosin suggested in his article, and that's in terms of gilgul shvua. Do we say mitoch she'ni yochol yishal v'meshalayim on a Gilgul Shvua? Namely, that this is not, in other words, we have a discussion, we have a machlokes over a loan, and we have another machlokes over a field. So if I can bring you to a Shvua on the loan, I'm going to be begalgel a Shvua on the field, which wouldn't normally, you know, it's be shayach. But in a Gilgul, I can be begalgel a Shvua also on the field. We say, mitol she'echon lishava b'shalem, on the Gilgul Shvua. So, l'chora, al-pisvara, which should be, is that if every chiyuv mamon has within it, every chiyuv shvua has within it a chiyuv mamon, so l'chora, hu hadin in the Gilgul Shvua, maybe there's also a chiyuv mamon floating behind there. But if we're saying we're creating a new chiyuv mamon, so, you know, it's to be megalgel shvuas on people and tainus and create chiyuv mamon here and chiyuv mamon here and chiyuv mamon here. How can I create so many chiyuv mamon? Namely, l'chora, this would be totally also in Arach Hakira. So there is b'emet a rush in Baba Metzia, in the eighth parak of Baba Metzia, who says that we cannot apply the din of mitol she'enochol yishavim meshalem to the world of Gilgul Shvua. Avol b'shvua habaro yedei Gilgul v'ro yedei ikar ta'anasa lo hechmiru kulei hai shenomar bazei v'na yochol yishav ha'meshalein. Afagav the Gilgul Shvua midoraisa. However, to mechuyav shvua nachol yishav meshalim yalfina mishvua s'shem tei ben shneim v'lo ben hayorshin. That's only in a situation where that's the ikur taina. And then it's clear that you're trying to weasel your way out. But if you're not trying to weasel your way out, simply someone comes on you with a gilgul from here and gilgul from there, then no. Anyway, there's two deos in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Hei, Sif Tesvav. And after the Magid Mishnah over there is Lushitaso, that he holds that there, in other words, that he pointed out, he holds like the second svar, that Gilgul Shvua is Mitoch is a Gzeres HaKosuv, Mitoch. Did I just switch the ones? If we say I just switched the sheet. I don't want to start again. In other words, in terms of Gilgul Shvua, L'chora, if we say that every Chiyuv Shvua by its nature, particularly every Shvua Doraisa, is basically a Chiyuv Mamon, you can get out of the Chiyuv Mamon by being Nishba, if that's how we understand a Chiyuv Shvua, and Gilgul Shvua is the Doraisa, so Yitachen, that even in Gilgul Shvua we would have a din of Mitoch. However, if we're going to understand, no, that there's no chiyuv mamon that's built into every chiyuv shvua. But what are we saying? That the chiyuv, that you chayev a shvua, but if it appears you try to sneak your way out, then we're going to create a chiyuv mamon, you're going to sneak your way out, then... No, I'm sorry. Start again. Let's start again. Okay, I'm sorry for being a bit confused there. If we say that we have a svara of Gilgul, we have a svara of Mitoch, namely, that behind the Shvua of Eid Echad, and behind the Shvua of Modeh B'Miktzas, and behind Shvua Sashomrim, there's really a Chiyuv Mamon, but you can take a Shvua to get out of it. And then, within the world of Gilgul Shvua, Ma Pitom, that we're going to create a Chiyuv Mamon every time the Chayev a Shvua. You know, it's because there's a Taina on Karka, you're going to be Chayev a Shvua, because there's going to be a Taina on this, you're going to be Chayev a Shvua. In other words, Ma Pitom, that there should be a Chiyuv Mamon behind every Chiyuv Shvua. Ma She'en Kein, if we say that the world of Mitoch is Ke'en a Knas, that in a situation of Havel Lameda, you're trying to sneak your way out by saying, I don't know, V'chule, in that situation, that's when we create a new Chiyuv Mamon, Hu Hadin, in Gilgul Shvua, we create also a Chiyuv Mamon, if it was clear that you're trying to sneak your way out. So in that respect, the Shach over there in Siman Ayin Hei, on Sif Tesvav, the Shach over there points out that the Magid Mishnah, who is the one that held that Gilgul Shvua, Magid Mishnah, who is the one who held that there is a din of Mitoch even by Shvua Drabanan, because Mitoch is a principle that we're creating a Nuchi of Mamon when someone is trying to be a Rume Karma Arem. So Hu Hadin, in Gilgul Shvua, there would also be such a Knas, such a creation of a Chiyuv Mamon in a situation where it appears that Eru may kama arim. Okay. Yes?
The Rosh even quotes the Pasuk?
Everyone quotes the Pasuk. What? I mean...
That doesn't mean he's focusing like...
The no, it doesn't mean... No. Not necessarily. The Pasuk... You're correct. The Pasuk threw me off when I read the Rosh. That's why I interpreted the Rosh. I'm sorry, in the wrong way. This question as to whether what's behind a Chiyuv Shvua is really a Chiyuv Mamon, or it's a pure Chiyuv Shvua, could fit into the language of a Gemara in Shvuas on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. There is a Gemara that deals with the world of Shvuas HaEdus. Your Chayev Shvuas HaEdus for not coming to give edus when your edus could bring about a chi of mama. The Gemara asks, what if you're an eid echad and you don't want to be give edus? You're an eid echad who doesn't want to give edus, so you're going to be chayev a shvua sa edus. That's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya mashbiya eid echad patur, Rav Elazar Rav Yishimon mechayev. Reading Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph and Shvuas. The Gemara says, Lema b'hokam ithlegei. Mar savar eid echad ki asa l'shvua hu da'asa, umar savar eid echad ki asa l'mamona hu da'asa. The Gemara has a havamina that perhaps the machlokes is, what's the nature of shvuas eid echad? What kind of question is that? Everyone knows that eid echad mechayev shvua. What do you mean eid echad l'mamona hu da'asa? So it could be, again, that this, you know, would be in the, in other words, that the Gemara over here is relating to that which is behind the Shvuas Eid Echad. Okay, just, there's another Gemara also that uses a similar terminology that we saw in terms of Eidus Miuchedes, in terms of Tziruf of Eidim. If you recall, we had the Machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. If we have two Eidim who don't see one another, can they be mitzareif to be mechayev an individual? So over there, the Gemara brings in Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha, afilu b'zeh achar zeh, b'maika mithligei, ibois ema kra, ibois ema svara. What's the ibois ema svara? I'm sorry, by Rav Nosson. By Rav Nosson, where the Rav Nosson holds that one aid could come in the morning and another aid could come in the afternoon. Rav Nosson amar shomim dvarav shel ze hayom. Ukesheba chaveru lamachar shomim dvarav. Ibois ema svara, ibois ema kra. Ibois ema svara, mar savar la'idechad ki asa l'shvua asi, l'mamona lo asi. Umar savar, atu ki asa bahade adodi b'chad puma kamisadei, ela mitzarfin. Namely, again, the question could be the question of the nature of the Eid Echad. If he's coming purely for a Chiyuv Shvua, how can we mitzarif? If this one's coming for a Chiyuv Shvua, this one's coming for a Chiyuv Shvua. But if there's something else behind it, maybe it can be mitzarif. And again, you know, it's that just that we find this terminology in other places in the Gemara. And the final place that I wanted to bring you, that I asked you to look at, was in the Gemara Shvuas on Daf Memhei Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara brings up the issue of Shvuas HaShomrim. And the Gemara asks, how in the world do we ever have Shvuas HaShomrim? Shvuas HaShomrim, Dechiyev Rachmana, Hechi Mishkachasla, Mitoch Sheyachol Lomar Lo, Ohayu Dvar Me'olam, Yachol Lomar Lo, Nensu. That since the Shomer can always claim Lahadam, he can claim Nensu, so why should he be Nishba an Nensu? If he would claim Lahadam, there would be no Shvua Midoraisa. Namely, the assumption of the Gemara, is that migo lafture mishvua amrina, that just as a migo can remove a chiyuv mamon, the migo can remove a chiyuv shvua. So the Gemara asks, if migo can remove a chiyuv shvua, isn't there a migo in every shvua sashomrim? Shvua sashomrim the chiyuv rachmana hecha mishkachasla mitoch shiachalomar gohed rami olam yachalomar nensu. So the Gemara has to come on to a new kimta. The ifkid lay be edim. The only time that we're going to have a shvua of shvuas hashomrim is if there is no possibility of lahadam. How could it be no possibility of lahadam? That the pikadon was given over in front of edim. When the pikadon was given over in front of edim, then in that situation there's no migo. Only then do you have a shvuas hashomrim. That's the gemara that we have over here on daf memhei amud beis. The Yad Rama, the Rimigash over there on Daf Memhei Amud Beis says it's true. That's what the Gemara says over there. Avogas Hilcha Sahachi. We don't paskin like that Gemara. Afilu Hifkid Eitzel Chaveru Bishtar Name Yochel Gomar Lo Hechzar Tilcha Migo Diyomar Ne'ensu. That we saw, and we'll see in a little while, there's a Gemara Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that our Tosus by us on the Ramadan Amun Aleph quotes, that even had there been a Pikadon Bishtar, there still would be a Migo. There's still a Migo even at Pikadon Bishtar. Hachi Yifstaka Hilchasa Baba Basra Daf Ayin Amud Beis. The kevon shekein, in other words, then lechora, a shtar would not change matters one way or another. So how then do we ever have a shvuas hashomrim? So the Rimegash comes to a conclusion. Ela af al gav diikla mimra migo ki ahani migo lafture mimamam lafture mishvua mishtaba velo mahani le migo. That the migo only works in the realm of ptur mamonos. If there's a chi of mamon, migo can remove a chi of mamon. Migo can't remove a chiyuv shvua. There's no way that migo can remove a chiyuv shvua. That's the svara of the Rimegash. And therefore, since shvuas hashomrim, to have a migo remove the shvua, that's something that doesn't get off the ground. The Gemara has such a hava mina, but it doesn't make it into the maskana. That's a machlokas rishonim. It's well known that the Rambam agrees with the Rimegash. The Rambam paskins both in Hilchos Shelo Pikadon and in Hilchos Malva Velova, migo lafture mishvua lo amrinan. But the Rosh over here, Al-Atar, on this Gemara, in Perek Zayin, Sif Gimel, says, V'od Kosav, the Rif and the Rambam both go in the direction of the Rimegash, the Lo Amrin Amigo, Lafturim Mishvu, Lafturim Mimama. The Hashvuas Hashomrim, Diko Memra Migo. The Chemod Ben Mikzas, we have a Migo. But we don't say the Migo because Migo, Lafturim Mishvu, Lo Amrinan. So on that, the Rosh says, I don't agree. Ma pitom, udvarav eno muvanim li, kevon de migo doraisa, mali mamon mali shvua. And it continues, otu shvua gav mamon hu? Isn't basically a shvua also a chi of mamon? The zimnin de loboy yishtabue, the kayoiv mamona. That we have an individual who doesn't want to be nishva, and he has to pay. This lechora is the Gemara in Shavuos, nachtin an lenichse, that when a person doesn't want to take a Shavua, he has to pay. Namely, that if you hold that mitoch sheni yochol yishava meshalim is a svara, if you hold it's a svara, because every chi of Shavua is really a chi of mamon, so the same way that amigo removes the chi of mamon, amigo should remove a chi of Shavua. Namely, the machlokas between the Rimegash and the Rush is tining on Rimegash, the svara of the Ri. Every time that you have a chi of shvua, you also have a chi of mamon. The atu, I'll read it again. The atu shvua lav mamon hu zimin lo boi l'shtabue kayoiv mamona. The moment a person doesn't want to be nishba, he has to pay mamon. Then we have over here a built-in chi of mamon. So how can you distinguish between migo lafturi mishvua, migo lafturi mamona? Now this doesn't mean that therefore the Rimegash has to hold the other side of the coin. The Rimegash has to hold, no, mitoch is a gzeras hakasuv, really a chiyuv shvua. It's only a chiyuv shvua v'chulei. There could be other reasons why migo lafturei mishvua lo amrina. But the language of the Rosh over here is very parallel to the language that we have by the Ri. That every chiyuv shvua is basically a chiyuv mamon as well. Okay. This is, I'm sorry for repeating, but I hope I clarified at least what I meant to say in the last year. And maybe just by bringing more nafkaminas, it becomes a little clearer. Okay, what I wanted to talk about today was the beginning of the Tosfos on Daf Lamedala Namedala. Tosfos now brings up, and not only Tosfos, but all the Rishonim deal with this issue, the Ramban, Tabi Rebbeinu Yonah, Alis Rebbeinu Yonah, they deal with the issue over here of Migo. V'yim tomar, lehemne b'shvua, b'may do'amar didi chatfei. They were dealing with Naskoder Avaba, we have the taina of didi chatfei, we have an eid echad, but we have a problem in terms of taking the shvua because he's not being makrish the eid. We should be able to apply over here the world of Migo. Migo di boy amar lo chatfei. Had he been towing lo chatfei, and the aid says chatafta, he would have been neman with the shvua. So therefore, believe him now that he says didi chatfei with the shvua. That's the kasha of Tosfos. What shvua would he be nishba exactly? What would be the language of the shvua? That we'll see next time when we get back to the Gemara. When the Gemara says, hechen adayne dina lahay dina. what would have been the hava mina that he would have been nishva. But it's clear over here that there is a possibility of a shvua, and he brings over here a raya. Before we get to the raya, that's Tosis's question. Why don't we have over here a migo of lo chatfei? We have a parallel Ramban who raises the same issue, but he raises also another migo, which he sort of pushes off, but l'chora is very, very difficult to know why he pushes it off. The Ramban asks the same question. Ika de kashile lehemne b'migo di boyomar lo chatfe. And then later on, he raises the issue. He says in the end of the paragraph, beginning with the words v'yesha pirshu, v'have yodeya dahach nascha v'rishuzo shel gazlanhu, she'ra'uhu eidim kishabala beizdin, she'im lo ra'a ne'eman lomar chatfei v'didi chatfei, migo diachol lomemar hechzartihu lo. That we have a migo of hechzarti, namely that he claimed chatfei v'didi chatfei with a migo that hechzarti. And according to the Ramban, that migo would work 100%. That migo would work. There's no edim against him at all. Nothing is going against him. He would have claimed hechzarti. The Eidach had said you grabbed it from him, and you said, "Yeah, I grabbed it from him." But hechzarti, that would have been a valid migo. The only reason, according to Ramban, we don't apply the migo is because we have edim that when he came to court, he was holding on to it. So we can't say hechzarti because we have edim that currently, when he's coming to court and he's claiming didi chatfei, he's holding on to this particular nascha. Now, if he brings it to court, the dihave, I'm bringing it to court, it's mine. But had he not brought it to court, he would have been ne'eman with a migo of hechzarti. Why didn't Tosus raise that migo? Why, you know, if you're already raising the specter of a migo, why not raise the migo of hechzarti? That would solve all of Tosus' problems. On hechzarti, l'chora, there would be no need for a shvua. On hechzarti, there would be no ha'aza. In other words, it would be like this perfect alibi, perfect migo. The Ramban only knocks it off because of an ukimta. Unless Tosus assumes that's the ukimta, it's built into the case that he's walking into court holding on to the nascha. I don't know. Anyone have a derech? I don't know. In any case, Tosus says that we have over here a migo. Okay, just to head off a question that at least I had, I asked Rabbi Bednarsh, and he felt that it wasn't a question, so I'll just ask my question and give Rabbi Bednarsh's answer. That we point out, you know, generally you don't have a concept of amigo against Aden. Hu Hadin, generally you don't have amigo against an Anan Sahadeh. Anan Sahadeh is like Aden that we saw by Nahar Pekod. We also don't have amigo generally against a chazaka, that a chazaka is like an Anan Sahadeh. That's a Gemara earlier in Baba Basra. If we have a chazaka, ein adam pareya tochzmano, and a person claims that he was pareya tochzmano, but he has a migo to say he could have paid later on, one of the famous days, we don't apply over there migo. Over here, l'chora, we also have a chazaka. Chazaka, koma shetachas yad adam, hareze shelo. This person was chotef a naska from someone holding on to it. So how can we apply over here the migo? It's a migo against the chazaka. What do you mean? Nehemne b'migo di boi amar lo chatfe. That a migo over here is going against the chazaka. How can we apply the migo? So what Rabbi Bednarsh told me was that he felt in Achinami, that is a machlokes rishonim, as to under what circumstance you can apply migo. But since Tosfos over here is quoting Gemara and Daf Ayin, the Gemara Daf Ayin is dealing with migo, and over there you're dealing also with a world of chazakos. That a person, we'll see in a minute, we're dealing with a shtar. There's a concept of shtar chabiyadi, my boy. B'chol zot, the migo would override the chazaka. So within Tosus' shita, Tosus wasn't bothered by the chazaka because he held that a migo is strong enough. We don't say migo against Edim. We don't say migo against an Anan Sahadeh. But not every chazaka is as strong as an Anan Sahadeh. Chazaka, kol ma'ashadam tofei, sarei zeh shelo, is not a classic Anan Sahadeh. Okay. But in any case, Tosfos over here was not bothered by the Migo of Hechzarti. I don't know why. Tosfos wasn't bothered by the issue of Tfisa. But what was Tosfos bothered by? Vim Tomar, Nehemne b'shvua b'may domar didi chatfei, b'migo di b'yomar lo chatfei. V'chi teima, d'ho lo chashev migo, d'ho im amar lo chatfei, haya chayev shvua d'oraisa, lohi. D'ho amar b'mocher esabayis, this is the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting, this is the Gemara that that the Rimigash brought as a proof that even if there is a pikadon bishtar, b'chol zot, there is a migo. Hamafkede tzol chavero bishtar, ne'eman lomar hechzarti v'lecha bishvua, migo di boi amar ne'ensu, d'havi ne'eman bishvua, afal gav de b'ne'ensu ika shvua d'oraisa. Namely that if you have a situation where you're towing Tana X, and then you have a reserve Tana Y, but Tana Y requires a shvua d'oraisa, Tosfos has a hava mina, this is not a good migo. Maybe this is not a good migo. But Tosfos says, what can I do? We have a Gemara, Baba Basra, and Daf Ayin, that has such a migo, where a person has a taina of ne'enasti. And, I'm sorry, a person has a taina.
Which way did it go?
Hamafkere tzochver bishtar. I'm sorry. Va'amar lo hechzartim lecha. In other words, he says he returned it. He has a taina of hechzarti. But he has a migo. Mi amrinan migo di b'amar nensu. If he would be towing nensu, he would have to take a shvua d'araisa, shvua sashomrin. The Gemara calls this a migo. So you see the fact that we have a shvua attached to the reserve taina is not enough to knock off the migo. What was Tosfos' hava mina that this would not be a good migo? Tosfos says the hava mina, the moment that the reserve shvua has a shvua d'oraisa, that's not a good migo. That's the v'chi tema of Tosfos. V'chi tema, the ha lo chashiv migo, the ha imamar lo chatve havichay shvua d'oraisa lohi. Because we see from the Gemara in Adaf Ayin that you are ne'eman even though your migo contains a shvua d'oraisa. What does this have to do with the world of migo? Why the fact that the taina y would require shvua d'oraisa, why would that knock off the possibility of believing x with the reserve taina of y? Elachinami, you take a shvua. X would take a shvua. Tosis over here is assuming that in our case also. In other words, if you were to be towing, if you're towing didichatve, you have a migo of lochatve, then there would be a shvua d'orais of eid echad. So nehemne b'shvua, take a shvua of didichatve. Let's just, again, use the reserve taina to give nemanus to your original taina. What over here is the having of Tosis not to do that? Yes? But over here, we want to use the migo to say that he should be ne'eman with the shvua. In other words, he's not avoiding the shvua. He's not avoiding the shvua over here. We're not dealing with the migo lafturi mishvua. Over here, he would take it. He would be ne'eman with the shvua. Believe, in other words, had he wanted to lie, he would have said kach v'kach. So believe him now that he's telling the truth. I on that time it would have been a shvua. So we'll give him a shvua now as well. We're not avoiding the shvua. Yes.
I heard some people suggesting that the shvua d'oraisa has either kibui neros or kibui sefer, exterior.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have taken, you don't have a, can't use it all for a time, because you wouldn't have taken a shvua d'oraisa. The shvua d'oraisa, you're not scared to take.
But over here, l'chori, you would take a shvua d'oraisa. You take a shvua d'rabanan over here, you would take a shvua d'oraisa.
So you want to take it, you're not really high of shvua.
Hmm?
That's the bank for the truth. Do you think that there's d'rabanan and the answer is that?
were to be a drabanan, then it would not be a problem. That would be a migo because it's a daraisa. We see from over there even a shvua daraisa. We see from the Gemara over there. The bottom line is we do apply the world of migo. We do apply the world of migo to this case. Tosas has a hava, I mean, we wouldn't have applied it.
The hava is a shvua drabanan. Isn't that scary? You'd rather take zomal of the shakir. You'd rather take the shvua drabanan than a shvua daraisa.
And you're assuming over here that X would take a shvua drabanan,
yeah,
not a shvua daraisa.
You're not going to have a shvua. You're saying, please let me take a shvua. I'm not going to have a take.
Okay, perhaps. Perhaps I would go back to original Chakira. What's a migo? Is migo koach taina or is migo a biwur? If we assume migo is a koach taina, then what would you say? Would this be considered to be a koach taina?
Maybe.
Koach taina is. Believe him, in other words, transfer the ne'emonus from taina Y to taina X. Is there any ne'emonus for taina Y? Is there any ne'emonus for
no,
ne'ensu?
No, sure.
There's no ne'emonus to transfer over. Namely, when we're dealing with a taina that has ne'emonus, that he would have been believed by saying ne'ensu, so would believe him as saying hefzarti, fine, but he's not believed to say ne'ensu. The ne'emonus is the shvua, the ne'emonus is not the taina. In other words, the koach, the if over here Migo would be koach taina, it would be very, very hard to understand how you can move from Y to X. There's no nemonis of the taina over here. The nemonis is the shvua, not the taina. But if Migo is a biur, then already, what?
Still the taina. Has Migo got to bear with that? The same problem we have with saying koach
no, koach taina means that Beis Din transfers, says that Beis Din gives the ne'emonis that he would have had on taina Y to taina X, but there is no ne'emonis on taina Y.
Okay,
but birur means, birur, we don't get Beis Din, birur means had he wanted to lie, he would have had a better lie. Had he wanted to lie, he would have been towing taina Y, so since he was towing taina X, can I tell you the truth? There already you move over into the question of the nature, in other words, of Shvua Doraisa, Shvua Drabanan. That already is an open issue. I mean, on the level of Birur, the Chora, one can pull whether the fact he wasn't towing Taina, why? Is it because he was afraid of the Shvua? Because he wasn't afraid of the Shvua. Actually, he's going to be Nishba. There's a difference between Shvua Drabanan, Shvua Doraisa. That already is an open question. If we view it as Koach Taina, the Chora doesn't get off the ground at all. Okay, in any case, Tosus views it as a habit. Tosus is Lishitasa. The bottom line is that Migo is a birur, and we say over here that even had the second Taina had a Shvua Doraisa, it should be a birur. So L'chor we have over here a good Migo. And the Tosus continues, V'leke l'meimar name d'hai l'choshiv Migo d'lochotziv inish l'meimar l'chotfei l'haklish esa'ed o mishum shiyorei shalo yifsluhu l'edu sa'edu bar hanascha. And he points out that is also a possibility from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we have a question over here. L'chora, we have Amigo de Ha'oza. So Tosus has these. Tosus asks. I'm sorry. Lechora, we have over here amigo de ha'aza, and then Tosus rejects that. And Tosus rejects that. Boru, we must have over here amigo. The I lav migo lav kol kamine lemeimar di de chatve, the ha. Ki ika tre sahade mishalem ve'eno ne'eman lomar didi chatfei. With Tosus asked the question, L'chora, we have over here Migo.
maybe it's not amigo because of the shvua. No, we have a raya from the Gemara in Daf Ayin that you have amigo even though you have a shvua. Maybe it's not amigo because it's amigo de ha'aza. To be makrish the aid. So it says that to be makrish the aid itself, that would not yet be a problem of ha'aza. V'almeri devada yimro haya ha'aid machayev oshvua haya ne'eman b'migo. The iboi amar lo chatfei sheyochol lo ha'iz panav lo hakrish es ha'aid b'lo shvua. Had it just been a question of being makrish the aid, that's not a ha'aza. Aval hashta de machayev oshvua lo mehemen b'migo, when lo mehemen b'shvua ayedei migo, shelo haya yochol lo ha'iz panav v'lishava b'dovar sheha'aid makrisho. To be nishba against the aid, to be nishba to makrish the aid, that would be a problem of ha'aza. Correct? So Tosfos's bottom line at this point, according to the Ri, is that there is no migo, because it's a ha'aza to be makrish the aid and to be nishba against the aid. To be makrish the aid per se, maybe that wouldn't be ha'aza. But to be makrish the aid with the shvua, that would be ha'aza. Yes?
Can I just say like a Rashbam, to take a shvua checker as ha'aza?
Take a shvua checker as ha'aza, yes.
Same.
Yeah, in other words, that's how the Tosfos at this point rejects, that's how the Ri rejects the Migo. It's not a Migo because it's Migo de Ha'aza. However, Avol Kasha, Imleka Migo, my time of the Rav Shmuel. What's the question? Why would Rav and Shmuel say Patur? Hapshita deino ne'eman lomar didi chatfei belo migo kiparashis le'el, that to claim didi chatfei, had there not been a migo, that would have been against the chazaka of eino komash tachas yad adam hareze shelo. Person is never ne'eman to say didi chatfei unless he has a migo. So it must be over here that according to Rav and Shmuel he has a migo. So what does Rabbi Abba do with this migo? Why mitoch shenach lishava meshalem? I has a migo. So here Tosfos comes on to the svara that we saw earlier in the Rivam, that in Achiname we have a migo. The migo is that which stands behind Rav and Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Abba, we have a chi of mamon that overrides the migo. That built into the chi of shvua, we have a chi of mamon, and mitoch shenach lishava meshalem. Namely, that the Tosfos over here does by raising the possibility of Migo, he has two alternatives. Either to say that there is no Migo, and that's why Rabbi Abba says, Mitoch Sheinocho Lishav Meshalem, or even though there's a Migo, Mitoch Sheinocho Lishav Meshalem. The Ri takes the approach that there's no Migo, it's a Migo de Ha'aza. Migo de ha'aza, to be nishba l'sheker is a migo de ha'aza. The Rivam takes the approach, no, it is a migo, it's not considered to be a migo de ha'aza, it's a perfectly good migo, therefore Rav and Shmuel accept this migo, and they pater the individual based on the taina of didi chatve, because he has a migo of saying lo chatve. Had there not been a migo, even Rav and Shmuel would have agreed that didi chatve he would lose, because of the chazaka of komash yesh takas adam harezer shelo. However, according to Rabbi Abba, within the shvua of Eid Echad, afagav de islei migo chayav, kevan de ika echad mechayav o shvua, kein hu adin shi yishavar hakrish ha'ed o yishalem. Within the shvua of Eid Echad, if you don't take the shvua, then you have to pay the chi of mamon, which is within the chi of shvua. And therefore, ein mo'el lo migo. Correct? That's what we... In other words, that comes back to where we started, to where we left off last time. I mean, that we have over here two svaras that there shouldn't be a migo, One of them, we have a Gemara in Daf Ayin with overrides, even though that there is room up Yisvar to say there's no Migo because of the Shvua. The other is because of Ha'aza, that the Re accepts, that we have Ovir Ha'aza. The Rivam rejects, but that even though we have a Migo, Rabbi Abba is Mechayiv. Whether we say that we're Mechayiv even though there's a Migo, or we're not Mechayiv because there's a Migo, namely the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Abba, that l'chor is told in the nature of Shvua Seid Echad. If Shvua Seid Echad is a pure chi of Shvua, then Rav and Shmuel are correct. If Shvua Seid Echad is basically a chi of Mammon, then Rabbi Abba is correct. Okay. What else do we have over here in Tosfos? So we have the Tosfos pointing out that according to Rabbi Abba, it's not Xeris HaKosov, but it's a Svara, namely Rabbi Abba extends it not only to Shavuos Eid Echad, but also to Shavuos Motiv Mikzas and Shavuos Charm, yes?
And then, are
the Re and the Rivam arguing about Migo Da'aza? The Re and the Rivam are arguing as to whether, I mean, everyone agrees that there's a principle of Migo Da'aza, as to whether HaKoshas Ha'ed, which would bring about a Shavua, whether that's considered to be Ha'aza. Whether that's considered to be Ha'aza. Okay. Then the Ketosis then goes into yes?
The Rishpan quotes that this Migo of Lokasi is that the weak one is listed below Klum Yashashai Hora Kokosh Migo because of this problem that Yudhi is sure. So this
when the Rashbam says Again, Hachshu apostle Kigaz and it's called Shvuos. The Hogas Lega Memer Gishtaba, the Didi Chataf, Shain Zishu Mutela Salav, Ula Miftiri below Kulum E. Evshar, Shere Hura Kocho Shel Migo. What? That's the Riga Chor, no?
That's Hura Kocho Shel Migo.
That we don't have a Lir Migo. Hura Kocho Shel Migo. That's understood. Right, that we have over here Migo Da'aza, yes? So that's the Gemara asks. Lishlim leka tre sahadei.
But he's moded.
He's moded didichatfe. In other words, so had he claimed didichatfe and there been two edim in Achinami, he would have lost. Because we would have said that we have a chazaka, komasharam tofes areze shalo. If we have two aidim, they took from this person who was tofes, then he would lose. In other words, because of the didichatfe, what is the didichatfe?
Don't we call it didichatfe at all because of the amigo? Otherwise, it's just saying didichatfe because it's an aid saying it.
But we only have one. In other words, the Gemara asks, "Lishlim leka trei sahadei," because we only have one aid. So we have one aid that he was choteif. Again, that you want to put in the migo again for.
He admits chasti, and because of migo, his last aid is dichas. Then there is no Migo. So he's just saying Chas Bidicha.
And according to Rivam, we have Ovir Amigo. According to Tosos and the Rashbam, Hura Kocho Shomigo. Hura Kocho Shomigo. Okay, so he was moda. So naniach that he was moda that he was. He was moda that he was chotev. But we have one aid. No, you can't apply. No, he was moda that he was chotev shelo, not that he was chotev. Didichatfe.
Right, but he only has the ability to say Didichatfe because of Ochasti.
He doesn't have an ego. Then should you say, okay, I have another one? No, so the Gemara, in other words, we have one aid, so the Gemara says, Lishtaba.
In other words, it tries to give him a way out, saying, okay, even though he's Chayav L'Shalom, still maybe he can take a Shavua and win. And then says, oh, he can't take a Shavua and win.
Okay, what we're left with in the sugya is basically to go through these sides of the options within the Rashbam, you know, what Sendik raised, and I wanted to give you, if you can pass these out, The Gemara that we have with our Girsa is Kevan Davar Chatva Haverei Kigazlan, and the Rashbam goes out of his way to point out, as do all the Rishonim, the Rashbam, Ramban, Rashba, Haverei Kigazlan means that he can't be Nishba the Shvua Seid Echad, not because he's Choshed, I mean, Sof Kol Sof, why should he be Choshed, but rather because he agrees with the aid. So there are those that are not Goris the words Have leki gazlan. Simply, kevan damar chatve, he can't be nishba shelo chatve. There is, however, when I go to Rav Uchenstein, there's a tshuva over here of the Ravon. In the beginning of the Sefer Ravon, before he gets to the sections on the Gemara, he has about 50 tshuvas. So tshuva kavzayin, he deals with our sugya in great detail. And he understands that we have over here a psul haguf. The Kevan Da'amar Didi Chatfe Havilei Kigazlon, literally, that he and the aid combine to turn him into a Chashud. How exactly does that work? So it goes over four pages in the Ravan, because there's a Perush on the page that takes most of the place. So it's in three sections and the four sections on the other side. I'd like you to go through the Ravan. It is a Da'as Yachid, but it is a way of learning the Gemara within the Girsa of Havilei Kigazlan, literally. That's my knowledge, that Ravon is the only one who learns the Gemara in that manner. So we'll go through that in terms of the... And then, simply the Midami, is this parallel to the case of Gimel Shanim Be'ed Echad? Okay, so I'd like in Yom Revi'i to cover that. In terms of the Tosfos, Chol HaMechuyo Shvua, so you saw that Tosfos over there was bothered by the shita of Yachloku and understood the Yachloku as a din of knas for the Choshud, nothing more than that. But basically, we're left with the two shitas of Rabbi Abba on one hand and Rav and Shmuel on the other hand in terms of the principle of the matter. So, okay.